now call this regular meeting of Emmitsburg Town Council to order. Please stand for National Anthem. Okay, I'd like to wish everyone a happy new year. I hope everybody had some good holidays. First meeting of 2018. I'm sure it'll be another big year for the county Emmitsburg. That brings us to minutes. All right, disclosure of pecuniary interest. Councilor Pouget.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm going to ask if I can declare a conflict and if you could deal with it prior to the accounts payable. Mm-hmm. It is page 3 of accounts payable. It's to pay my lawyer's fees for the conflict regarding the policing issue. And if you could deal with it first so that sure. I could vote on the rest of the accounts payable.
Okay. Any other disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none, that brings us to item 4. Councilor Fry.
I move adoption of the minutes 4.1 and 4.2.
Thank you. Second, Councilor Levine, any corrections on those minutes? Councilor Pouget.
I've got two choices. could you please tell me why we're not dealing with the December 11th minutes? Or is that going to be done at our next meeting? Because we're just dealing with the November meeting.
Yes, it will be addressed at the next meeting. It was just an issue of timing and completing those minutes. Any other questions or corrections? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. And that brings us all the way down to information reports. Oh, sorry, this is the accounts payable, so let's deal with just the legal item. Councilor Melosh?
Move to approve.
And receive?
To receive, sorry.
Second, Councilor Fryer. All those in favor? Carried. Okay. Councilor Fisher. There we go. And then for the rest of it. Councilor Fryer?
I move to receive.
And second, Councilor Melosh. Any questions? Councilor Pouget.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If you notice that both myself and Deputy Mayor DePasquale, we went to receive legal advice regarding conflicts concerning the policing issue. And that is made public and as well as it should be, including the name of our lawyers, our names, and also the total amount. I am asking why on page 9 for the Police Department, Amherstburg Police Association, number 0325, the legal fees for $27,000, why there isn't any name of any lawyer or any person that is being represented by this amount.
Justin?
I can provide a little bit of guidance on that. The fee is actually, the reimbursement is to the association itself, so the name Amherstburg Police Association is there. That's a request for reimbursement to the association for legal fees that they had encountered. Typically, under all legal invoices, we put the explanation legal fees and the PNC memo is provided to council with the details of those particular things. So that is kept private and confidential with regards to that matter. We normally just basically put the law firm name, legal fees, and that's it.
Council Pucha?
Thank you, Justin, but I believe that this was a very public issue. I think it is public money, and the residents have a right to know what the public money is being used for. And I can't vote on this issue. I will vote on all the other issues in this document, but not in this one. I just can't vote for it.
Chief, is there any issue with giving the name of the law firm, which is generally what we do?
To you, Mr. Mayor, I don't see the issue with giving the law firm the name at all. And if you'd like me to go to you right now, I can.
It might help.
It's Johnstone Cowling. They're out of Toronto.
Council Pooja?
And I thank you for that, Chief, but also I would request who it was for. I know it's the Amherstburg Police Association, but my name is being in there, and rightly so, and so is the deputy mayor, and rightly so. So I'm just asking, who is this person that they were representing?
Well, you know, excuse me, I think I misspoke. These legal fees, were to reimburse for a grievance. This settled a grievance. Sorry, and it was not Johnstone Cowling. The treasurer had said, this was a reimbursement to the association. And we can't reveal who that firm was representing.
Councilor Melange?
Going alongside with what Councilor Pooja is saying, is there not some first of all criteria that's followed to determine whether it's to be not disclosed or disclosed? And secondly, if it's a grievance, it's a union contract that should be subject to public in the first place, and so the grievance is just a matter of what I want to call procedure within the contract, and therefore should be disclosed.
I don't know if we can answer that. Councilor Levine?
I think that maybe there's a little confusion. The police service board never, we govern the police board. The police board governs the police department. The chief governs the employees and has a relationship with the association, and council approves the budget for the police department. And that's just generally the way it is. And even with town issues where there's legal fees, because I think elected officials are required to have their names attached to those reimbursements, it's confusing because we never reveal if it's employees or outside contractors. We never reveal the names or information during legal fees that are expunged. So I think outside of council's realm. It's approved in our budget this year. We included this $27,000, I believe, in our budget that was presented to council. So council had that opportunity. I guess they didn't know what it was, but that's, again, I think it's a little outside the realm.
Chief?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. If it would help everybody, maybe we could, I could go back and do some research on this and get some legal advice on what exactly we can reveal, and then we'll report back to council, whatever that is.
Councilor Pucha?
I think thank you, Mr. Mayor. And regarding what we approve, we're approving accounts payable tonight, whether it's Police Services Board, we approve their budget. I didn't see this $27,000 before. I can't talk on it. There's an explanation there that appears to be contrary of what they're saying, but I'm not free to speak on it. So I just can't vote on it tonight. And I have the utmost respect for the Police Services Board and the Police Association. It's just that it's my job to make sure that these accounts payable are done properly, and I don't see that.
Council Lee?
I'm sorry, forgive me. We're just receiving accounts payable. We do not approve accounts payable at this time. No, we do not. This is received. The motion is to receive accounts payable. It's not an approval of the payments. The payments have already been made, just like we agreed to over 2 years ago during this process, I believe.
That is correct. Council Melosh?
My question is, does the police board review these invoices from the association?
Absolutely. The police board would have received any in-camera confidential information related to the matter before they approved the amount to go to town hall. So this, like all costs, are reviewed by the board, are included in the general minutes, just like they are in the public minutes here. And then the board is free to address any of those issues with the chief. Once they're approved at the police board, that is essentially the go-ahead for the police board to then send the financials to Justin, mm-hmm. and then they're finally paid.
Thank you.
Chief?
Mr. Mayor, in order so I can get some clear direction, would council provide me with the questions they would like answered, and then I will certainly call legal counsel and see which one of those, maybe perhaps all of them, can be disclosed.
Council Bougie?
Thank you for that, Chief, but I cannot bring this up in public. What is on our private and confidential emails, and what I would like to be made public, I can't. My hands are tied. I'm asking for a recorded vote on this.
Okay. So to receive the report.
The motion before council at this time is that December 6, 2017 to January 4, 2018, accounts payable, excluding page 3, legal conflict fees, be received. Councilor Courtney?
In favor.
Councilor Fryer?
Support.
Councilor Levine?
Support.
Councilor Melosh?
Support.
Councilor Bougie?
Opposed.
Mayor DiCarlo?
Support.
Motion carries.
That brings us to item 12, correspondence. Councilor Melosh.
Move the recommendation to receive.
Second, Councilor Courtney. Just to receive, all those in favor? Carried. And is there any items? Anybody? Councilor Fryer.
12.3, can we approve, same as previous year, for our advertisement in the recognition book?
Second. Councilor Levine, any questions? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Any other items? Okay, that brings us to correspondence 13. Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Councilor Courtney?
I'll move the recommendation. Who's received?
Courtney.
Oh, sorry.
So moved by Councilor Courtney, seconded by Councilor Levine. Any questions? Councilor Courtney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a quick comment. This is a horrible disease, and Alzheimer's awareness. Hopefully this will pass, and that this month people will aware themselves of this disease. It coincides along with dementia. My mother suffers from mild dementia, and it has had an effect on our family. And I know that there are people that are going through much, much more serious effects of what this disease can do to families and to the people involved. So I'm hoping that my colleagues will support this, and the January will be Alzheimer's Awareness Month.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. And 14. Councilor Fryer?
I'll move the Emmitsburg Accessibility Committee meetings of November 30th. We received the committee's recommendation to install handrails at the Libro Center be approved, and administration be directed to move forward quickly. Forward as quickly as possible to install the handrails at the Legal Center. And afterwards, if I get a second, I'd like to speak on it.
Second, Councilor Puget, and back to Councilor Fryer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This issue was brought to light by, and he's here pretty much, I think even attendance-wise, even more than I, Mr. Mickle. On behalf of the committee, on behalf of council, administration, and all the residents that have brought this forward to many administrations, many councilors in the past, thank you for bringing this forward. And our committee was the one that wanted to drive this home for you and the other individuals that have accessibility needs to make sure that we have handrails, which should have been installed originally in the Libro Center for the stands. So I, from myself and the committee, we just want to say thank you for bringing this forward again.
Thank you. Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As many of you know, our previous council, because of complaints from Mr. Mickle and all the other people we had complaints from, I brought this forward to council several times. We were told by, although it was passed by council, we were told by our previous fire chief that the aisles were too narrow. We could not have any handrails up. We were also told that because of the schematics and the flooring, that this was not possible, that it would affect the heating and mess up the schematics. And so therefore, even though we brought it home so many times, it was not feasible. And yet, I want to commend Councilor Fryer and Mr. Mickle and administration and the Accessibility Committee for bringing this forward and for actually being able to accomplish this. I don't know what changed. We went and measured the Windsor Family Credit Union, and their aisles were actually narrower mm-hmm. than ours. And yet, nothing really has changed with the schematics and the width. It hasn't grown at all, but now, I really, really appreciate the efforts of these people.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. Brings us to unfinished business. Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm just asking, when we expect the report regarding the rumble strips. I received another complaint this past week.
For you, Mr. Mayor, we're working on it and we'll have it on the next agenda. That's our goal.
Councilor Fryer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And just through you to administration, just coming back from Strathroy yesterday, there was a and you can use noise as a delineating, I guess, factor. When you come down and you went over it, it was a dull noise. When you come here and it was like you're going through something rather than, so like I said before, I still think the depth, I think the concept of having them is properly, I think just we went way too deep because like I said, back from Strathroy, there was areas that we have the same concern as they did, and the volume is way less. And there's houses close to those intersections as well. So I think the depth is what we really got to concentrate on, what other municipalities are doing.
Okay, any other questions or issues, unfinished business? Okay, new business? Okay, report up from in camera, no. No, it's just a motion. Brings us to bylaws, 19.1, 19.2. Councilor Melange?
Move 19.1 be authorized.
Second? Councilor Fryer? All those in favor? Carried. 19.2. Councilor Melange?
Move 19.2 be authorized.
And second, Councilor Fryer. All those in favor? Carried. And it brings us to the in-camera portion. Councilor Fryer?
The council moved into an in-camera meeting of council directly following regular session pursuant to Section 239 of the Municipal Act 2001 as amended for the following reasons. Item A, Integrity Commissioner, Section 239-2B, personal matters about an identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees. Item B, training officer, full-time firefighter, Section 239-2B, personal matter about an identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees.
Second, Councilor Melange. All those in favor? Carried. I'm going, Ken. Motion resumed. Councilor Levine, Councilor Fryer. All those in favor? Carried. On the motion, do you want to read it, so it's safe?
Report out from in camera, because the council met in camera to discuss two items as provided for under Section 239-2 of the Act. Item A was the Integrity Commissioner, Section 239-2B. As a result of that discussion, the following motion is before council for consideration. That Mr. Bruce Ellman be appointed as Integrity Commissioner for the Town of Amherstburg to fulfill the duties as outlined in governing legislation, and the Mayor and Clerk be authorized to enter into an agreement with Mr. Bruce Ellman and the City of Windsor for shared integrity services.
Councilor Fryer, moved. Second. Councilor Levine. All those in favor? Carried. And that's all motion.
Council also met in camera to discuss item B, training officer, full-time firefighter, heard under Section 239-2B of the Act, and there's nothing further to report on that matter.
Okay, motion to adjourn. Councilor Melange, Councilor Levine, all those in favor? Carried.